If you've guessed already, today we're going to talk about a mountain. Did you figure that out? We're going to talk about Moses. We're going to talk about a mountain. We're going to talk about spending time with God. So listen to these words that come from Exodus chapter 24. I'm going to start reading in verse 12, then I'll read down through verse 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Moses sent out with Joshua his aide, and Moses went up the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain. And on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is not Moses' first trip up the mountain. It's not his last. He will travel up this mountain many times to spend time with God, to stay with God. I mean, just think about it for a minute. 40 days and 40 nights with God. That's what the invitation was. You see, God invites Moses to stay and expend extended time with God. Stay and spend extended time with God is the invitation that comes to Moses. Come and stay. Spend time with me. Spend time getting to know me better. Spend time getting to hear what I have for you and what I have for the people. What an invitation. What an incredible invitation. God says, "Moses, come and spend time with me." How privileged that is for him to go and to spend time. So one of the things that Moses does when this happens is that he makes preparation for leadership before stepping into God's presence. Now, I think he did this for two reasons. One, he knew that he was going to have an extended stay with God, so he makes preparations that someone can be in charge while he's gone. Aaron and Hur are those who are put in charge while Moses is gone. And he tells the people, if you have any issues, any problems, no matter what it is, go to them and talk to them about it. Because Moses knows he's not going to be there for a little bit. But I think he also makes some preparations for himself. Moses prepared himself before he went to see God. He prepared and he got ready. He prepared and knew that he was stepping into the very presence of God. Now we know in this passage that he takes along with him his aide, his right-hand man, Joshua. And if you know your biblical history, you know that when Moses dies, Joshua takes over from him, and Joshua is the one that leads the people into and through the promised land. So Moses is making preparations for leadership, not only for those that are left behind, but he's making preparation for leadership for after he's not there anymore. Because Joshua gets to be part of what's going on. It doesn't tell us that Joshua steps into the very presence of God in this passage, but it says that Joshua goes up the mountain with him. So Moses is teaching Joshua, what's this going to be like? What's this going to look like? And then the next thing that happens is it says that Moses went up the mountain and the cloud covered it in verse 15, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days, the cloud covered the mountain. And on the seventh day, the Lord called Moses from within the cloud. You see, Moses prepared himself before the final invitation to approach God. He's prepared the people. He's prepared Joshua for the future. He has prepared himself. And they go up the mountain and he stops at the edge of the cloud and waits for 6 days. Preparing himself, and I can only imagine taking some time to reflect, to try to understand what is it that God's getting ready to say to him, what is it that God wants to bring to him, and preparing his heart. Is there anything that he needs to set aside? Is there anything that he needs to let go of? I've been reading a book here recently called Divine Intimacy. And all the meditations that I've been reading in this book, Divine Intimacy, talk about you've got to be able to separate yourself from everything else. Hear me. Everything else in order to have a deep and powerful relationship with God. If there is anything else that you hold so tightly in your heart, you can't approach God. And God's not going to be fully open to you if there's anything else. No matter what it is. And I think these 6 days is when Moses takes his time to prepare his heart. What is it that he's got to let go of? What is it that he needs to set behind him before he steps into the very presence of God? He's prepared the people leadership-wise. He's preparing Joshua for what Joshua will be doing in the future. Now Moses takes 6 days. 6 days to prepare himself. How many times before we rush into God's presence do we prepare ourselves? Are we preparing ourselves to meet the creator of 150 billion universes? The creator of 150 billion universes. Moses prepares himself for 6 days before that final invitation from God. And God so calls from inside the cloud, and God says to Moses, come. And then for 40 days and nights, Moses communed face to face with God. For 40 days and 40 nights, he prepared the people, he prepared Joshua, he prepared himself. And then for 40 days and 40 nights, he sits face to face with God. In communion. In deep and powerful relationship. Talking and just, wouldn't you love to have been there? Because I don't think it was all one-sided. I think Moses spoke. And I also think God spoke. And I think they communed. They talked back and forth together. It was not one-sided. It was not Moses rushed into the cloud and said, let me tell you about all these weird people that you have given me to be a leader of. And let me tell you about how silly they are and how stupid they can be at times. Thanks for listening for 40 days and 40 nights, God. No, I don't think that's what it was. I think there was communion going on, and they were talking back and forth and discussing things for 40 days and 40 nights, an extended period of time that God was spending with Moses and Moses was spending with God. What an incredible thing. You know what? God invites you to the same thing. God is inviting you to the same thing. It's not just Moses. God is inviting you. You have an invitation to step into the very presence of God for days on end. Not a fleeting moment where you come running to God and say, God, fix this. This is broken. But a time of spending extended moments with God. God also invites you to stay and commune in a deep relationship with God. God also invites you. There's not a person in this room that God is not at this moment inviting you into a deeper relationship with God. You hear me? Every person in this room has the same invitation. All of those folks that are watching us on Facebook right now have the same invitation that Moses was given. That invitation is extended to you. Will you come and sit face to face with God? Will you prepare yourself to do that? Or are you one of those people that rushes into God's presence and lists out all the things that God needs to fix, as though God didn't know about them already, by the way, and says amen and rushes back out of God's presence? Or are you there to conversate? Are you there to spend time with? Are you there to open your ears and open your mind and truly hear what God is saying to you? You see, what God shared with Moses there was how things would go from that moment on for the next 40 years for Moses. Now, he didn't give him every little jot and tittle and detail of what was going to happen. But he gave him insight and encouragement and understanding on how to lead and guide people and what to expect from the people and how he could rely on God the whole way. He gave him instructions on how to build the tabernacle. He gave him instructions on the boundaries that they should live within to see and to know God's blessing. You see, he got to hear very personally God breathe on him. You know the story in Genesis, don't you? Says that God stooped down and God gathered up the muck and the mud of the earth and he formed it into man. And then it says that he breathed into it that might have life. Amen? God created you and breathed into you that you might have life. And God wants to continue to breathe into you that you might live each day. But sometimes we just are too busy to let God breathe on us. Sometimes we think we've got too much to do. Can't stop today and meet with God because I got so much I got to get done. professor I love the most, Glenn Henson, made this comment one time. He said, I've got so much to do, I can't stop but help and meet with God if I'm going to get it done. I've got so much to do that if I don't meet with God, people can't stand to be with me. You know why? Because then the task becomes more important than the people. And I need to stop and hear God say, the people are more important than the task. So what if the task doesn't get done? For many of the tasks that we think are so important, 100 years from now, it won't make a hill of beans. Think about that for a minute. Will it make a hill of beans if your laundry doesn't get washed today? What's more important? Spending time with God? Or getting your laundry done? That doesn't mean come to church in dirty clothes next week, by the way. I just hope you understand. But what's more important? Tell me, what is more important? Is it more important to get your checklist done? Or is it more important to let God breathe on you for a few minutes? Is it more important to let God breathe into you life once again? Is it more important to let God breathe into you that you're excited about living? I think it is. I think it is. God's inviting you to an extended stay with God. Will you accept the invitation? I've spent so many years working on this, and I wish I had it right. I wish I could stand in front of you and tell you I got it right. You see, I'll come to meet with God, and I'll spend time with God. That's important to me. But right after the amen, I'm on to something else. I'm not even taking a breath first. Our society has a sense of if you're not producing something, you're worthless. If you're not making a product and you don't end up with something, you're worthless. God says, just come and spend some time with me. Let me breathe into you life again. Let me breathe into you excitement again. Let me breathe into you, and let me do it more than one breath, please. Let me continue to breathe into you. Can you actually stop long enough to let God do that? Can you unbusy your schedule so that you can do that? Can you tell other people no when they ask you to do something? Because spending time with God is more important. You see, as a pastor, I've had to learn how to do that. Every organization in town wants a new volunteer. Every organization wants a new volunteer. And at some point in time, I had to learn to say no. Because if I'm involved in every organization, then what I do as pastor suffers. And what I do as my own relationship with God suffers. Because I've busied my schedule with so many meetings and so much stuff. By the way, I don't like meetings at all. Zero. You ever been to a meeting that you thought, hey, you know, you could have sent me a letter and it would have worked without a meeting? You could have sent me an email about that and we didn't need to spend an hour and a half talking about it. Right? I don't like meetings. And if a meeting goes longer than an hour and a half, I'm more than ready to leave. Because it's gone on too long. Because sometimes meetings are ways not to accomplish things. We're going to get together and talk about what we need to accomplish. And you've been to those meetings, haven't you? Every time they get together, they talk about what needs to be accomplished. I can remember when our kids were in elementary school, the youngest one was. There were a couple of times that we went to the PTA meetings because the kids were in a play. And the play was after the PTA meeting. That was their way to get people to come, get parents to come to the PTA meeting. We went to PTA meetings for 6 months, and they were looking for somebody to tighten two bolts on the playground to put a slide up. And for 6 months, they talked about who was going to do it. And the slide was still not put up. Two bolts. I almost came and said, look, I got a wrench. Show me where everything is so you guys can stop talking about this. Are you separating yourself from things like that so you can spend time with God? Because God has an invitation for you to step into God's very presence and to commune with God, to conversate with God, to allow God to breathe on you and in you and through you. Are you willing to stay and commune with God for longer periods of time? Are you willing to stay and commune with God for longer periods of time? As my love relationship continues to grow with God, that's what I want more than anything else. Everything in this life can go by the wayside. I want to be able to spend more time with God, actually present with God, actually there and hearing what God's saying and speaking to God about how I feel about what God's saying. How about you? How about you? Because God has extended that invitation to you. Every person here has that invitation. You've already got it. The question is, will you respond? And maybe today you do need to respond. It doesn't matter whether you've been a Christian for decades. Maybe you need to respond today. Maybe you haven't started that kind of relationship with God. Maybe you need to respond today. Let's take a moment to pray. Lord, you know the cry of every one of our hearts. You know our greatest desires. We can't hide any of them from you. And my prayer today is that everybody that's hearing my voice, that their greatest desire is to spend more time in relationship with God. Lord, may you create that desire in the hearts of these people. May they feel the tug of your Holy Spirit to step ever deeper in relationship with you. May they understand what you're asking them to do, and may they unbusy their schedules that they can do that. Lord, I'm not sure any of us is as ready as Moses was to spend 40 days and 40 nights with you. But we all know that we have a need to spend more than 3 or 4 minutes with you. Please, breathe on us. Breathe into us. Create a hunger for spending time with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.